listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. This weekend, the Northwestern University field hockey team, currently ranked number one in the nation, won the outright Big Ten title. This means that they will finish the regular season with the best record in the Big Ten. They will play third-ranked Ohio State on Friday in Evanston, then will compete in the Big Ten tournament. The NU men's soccer team will take on Indiana away tonight. Tonight, there will also be an NU Small Jazz Ensembles concert featuring the music of Thelonious Monk and Charlie Parker. It will take place in the Ryan Center for Musical Arts McClintock Choral and Recital Room. This evening in Evanston, a trunk or treat will take place at Ryan Field. The event is being hosted by Northwestern and the Central Street Consortium. Families will be able to look at construction vehicles, a purple fire truck up close, as well as collect candy and get their faces painted. In Loyola, two people were shot yesterday afternoon. The victims are being treated in a hospital in Evanston and are in fair condition. The alleged shooter was arrested directly after the shooting. Police say that the man had a valid firearm and concealed carry license. Election Day is just 1 week away. It remains contentious in key battleground states. On Sunday night, Republican nominee Donald Trump held a rally in Madison Square Garden in New York City. There, many people spoke, including Tucker Carlson, who called Harris names, including a made-up race. Early voting has begun in most states, and mail-in deadlines are swiftly approaching. Today is National Hermit Day, National Oatmeal Day, and National Cat Day, so snuggle up with your favorite furry friend, if you're not allergic, of course, and enjoy the falling leaves with Halloween just around the corner. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.